Hello, my friends. This is Bishop Campbell welcoming you again to a short meditation on the theme of living the Catholic life. This past Sunday, of course, we began a new liturgical year in the life of grace and within the Church. We began the beautiful season of Advent. And every time we begin this season of Advent, I take the opportunity, and I consider it a sacred duty, to make my plea for the appropriate celebration of this season. And of course, I know it is a struggle because of the whirl of events and busyness that surrounds us at this time of year. But Advent should be an opportunity to understand some very profound things, not only about our faith, but about our human life, about our journey on this earth, and our pilgrimage with Jesus Christ. It should be a time of expectation and a mounting joy, not only in the celebration of the first coming of our Lord Jesus Christ some 2,000 years ago, but in the expectation and in the desire to see our Lord Jesus Christ in his full glory on the last day. And as we focus during this wonderful season, our remembrance of that first coming, we can, I think, gain a clearer understanding of what we are to do while we're waiting for the return of the Lord. Learning how to prepare ourselves for this yet unknown but expected arrival. But we realize, as the gospel reminds us, but just as it was in the days of Noah, that is how often we forget why we are here, what we are expecting, where we are going, and we become so captured by a daily routine or by purely earthly realities and activities that we forget that our Lord is coming again. And we forget how then to prepare for that coming. Now, the season of Advent is a season of waiting. And I think if you remember your childhood, it was a period of waiting for the great feast of Christmas. And the waiting can be filled with a kind of nervous expectation, a desire that the days pass much more quickly. But we have to consider that waiting can be a very fruitful thing, and it is not a waste of time. In the winter, the season provides a wonderful opportunity to use our waiting for a larger purpose. We have more time in the house, more opportunity for entering into the quiet home of the heart and mind. There's more time for family activities and the simple family communication that is one of the most important ways of giving a tradition to a new generation. And during this time, when light seems short and darkness seems long, we have that opportunity as well of putting aside distractions and understanding more clearly that we live in a world that is passing. But at the same time, we are part of a world that will last forever, a world that is now present, but not yet fully revealed to us. We live in two worlds, St. Augustine said, in two cities, the city of man and the city of God. And sometimes there is a tension between those two realities. But it is a tension that can be very useful for us, realizing that all the good that we experience here on this earth is but a foretaste of the powerful good which is going to be ours in eternity with God in Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit. So we remember how God entered into our world in the first coming there in Bethlehem. And in remembering that first coming, we encourage a hunger for its completion in the second coming. And the gift of joy that we experience at this time of year is but an expression of a hunger for the more, for the more that will be ours in that for all eternity. I remember this as a child, if I can tell a personal anecdote. In our family, Advent was a very simple time, and in fact it was throughout the church. It was sometimes called the Little Lent. The one brightness we had was the Advent calendar, and of course the Advent wreath, which provided those candles which provided a greater and greater light. But sometimes the expectation and the waiting became almost unbearable as we turned those pages on the calendar. And finally, Christmas Day came, and it was wonderful. But yet at the end of the day, we always felt that there should have been more. That as wonderful as it was, it did not fully meet the expectations that had been built over the coming time. And I thought that was a wonderful experience for children, realizing that every time we celebrate Advent, every time we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate also a feeling of being filled with joy, but leaving a hunger for more. And I always appreciated the way that we celebrated Advent as children, because it was a reminder that the Christmas season actually begins on December the 25th. Too early a commemoration of Christmas leaves actually very little enthusiasm or very little energy for the actual day. I think sometimes people at the end of December the 25th and the final day feel simply an exhaustion rather than an exhilaration. And Advent, by its very simplicity, allows us to prepare for a time after Christmas, the season of Christmas, to enjoy the feasting more fully. But also in Advent, in this time of waiting, so as we not waste that time, we hone particular skills. The skill of vigilance, of watchfulness, of looking for those signs that tell us of the presence of Jesus Christ, and perhaps the indication that he is here among us, beckoning us to the kingdom. And that skill of vigilance is, I think, combined with the skill of concentration, of being able to focus on a particular object. And that object, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ, who came as an infant 2,000 years ago and will come as the great King and Judge on the last day. So we learn concentration, vigilance. We learn also to listen to a message or a word that would tell us of our Lord's presence among us. Learn to discern the signs, a readiness to move. That comes from practicing the virtue of detachment, of being apart from material realities, of being apart from them so that we might be closer to the reality of Christ and his Spirit among us. We are ready to move, unencumbered, and shout out to joy when we hear that voice and see him among us. So a few suggestions on how we might celebrate this season of Advent fruitfully. I think it is important to remember some of the older traditions of the season of Advent. There were special family prayers, sometimes special but very simple meals. We also might take on a form of fasting to make the coming feast all the more satisfying and powerful. During this time, we ought to engage in a deeper sense of gratitude, of that light which is Christ come among us at the darkest time of the year. Of the many gifts that he showers upon us, for which he asks a simple return of remembrance and thanks. We might try to save the parties and visits for the Christmas season itself, which after all does begin on December the 25th. But to echo the words of St. Paul, we want to be ready for the second coming of Christ by throwing off the works of darkness and putting on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly as in the day. For it is a reminder that we are children of light, not to be captured by the dark. And in that light that shines even in the darkness of the season, we find a profound hope and a sense of who we are. And we wait, and we listen, and we are ready to welcome our Lord Jesus Christ.